WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Thursday, April 13th. Coming up, we'll learn more about a podcast competition for middle and high school students from NPR. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois will receive just over $67 million as part of a multi-state settlement with the e-cigarette maker Juul. The company is settling claims from six states and the District of Columbia, alleging it misled customers on the dangers of vaping and used marketing tactics to target minors. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says stopping these tactics has been a top priority since he first took office in 2019.
As important as money is to hold bad actors accountable, changing conduct is more so, particularly with this industry.
Raoul says the money will be used to fund educational campaigns and treatment for people dealing with health impacts from vaping. Juul will pay $462 million total and will have marketing restrictions put in place to stop ads targeting children and limit how many products can be sold to individuals to stop the resale of vapes to minors. A federal judge in Southern Illinois heard arguments yesterday in a lawsuit challenging the state's recent ban on many high-powered weapons and high-capacity magazines. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Gun rights advocates were seeking a preliminary injunction to block the ban before the judge issues a final decision. Attorney Thomas Mag says guns like the AR-15 have been used for self-defense for the past 20 years.
The very firearms that are prohibited under this act were on the market, including in Illinois. It's not a marketing gimmick of the firearm company. It's the demand of the people that want these firearms.
Defending the ban, Christopher Graham Wells from the state attorney general's office brought up the Highland Park mass shooting and said there is a long history of regulating firearms used in violent crime. The judge could have a decision on the injunction in the coming weeks. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A substance use and mental health researcher at the University of Illinois says her research indicates that many drug users nationwide are using methamphetamine and opioids simultaneously. Professor Rachel Hoopsick says co-use of methamphetamine and opioids is one reason methamphetamine-related deaths have increased from about 600 in 1999 to more than 52,000 in 2021. Hoopsick says Illinois drug users could benefit from a bill working its way through the state legislature that would legalize supervised sites for people to use illegal drugs.
The approach that we're taking right now is not working. So this prohibitionist, harsh criminal penalties, that doesn't seem to be deterring people from using drugs, and so that's probably not the answer.
The Illinois bill's sponsor, LaShawn Ford, says he is working to get 60 votes to continue moving the bill through the state legislature. Local organizations that help provide housing for new immigrant families in Champaign-Urbana are seeing an increase in need. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez has more.
Cunningham Township is a governmental community group that helps people find housing. Danielle Shinaworth is the supervisor. During an online forum this week, she said they had five requests for assistance since the beginning of the fiscal year last July.
Because they're not able to access vouchers, which are the primary successful exit strategy from emergency housing, it makes it difficult to know what the strategy is for permanent housing for immigrants who may be experiencing homelessness.
While they work with others, no immigrant families reach out during the previous fiscal year. She hopes the forum will serve as a starting point to create better strategies for helping families access housing. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how students can submit their own podcast to NPR for an annual competition. That story is next on 217 Today.
German actress Amelia Schuele stars as France's final queen, Marie Antoinette, in a new historical drama from PBS. Marie Antoinette is just a teenager when she marries Louis XV and must learn how to navigate the etiquette of her new home in France. The young queen attempts to recreate Versailles in her own free, independent, and feminist image, even as other royals undermine her. Learn how you can watch as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? If you're a middle or high schooler, NPR wants to hear from you for their annual Student Podcast Challenge. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes spoke with two of the organizers, Steve Drummond and Janet Wujong Lee, about why NPR hosts this challenge.
NPR's Student Podcast Challenge is now in its fifth year. Why keep holding this contest?
So we started it 5 years ago on kind of a whim. We thought we'd try it out and see what happened. That first year, we had no idea whether we'd get 20 podcasts or 200. We got more than 2,000. And the contest has only grown in the years since. I would just say that it brings in so much delightful, moving, and kind of sometimes really compelling stories from young people around the country.
I was wondering if you could tell me about one of the winning podcasts, you know, especially if you can remember one from Illinois. What made it so good?
In years past from Sister Illinois, we've had many finalist entries. And we even had one of our reporters, Sequoia Carrillo, go out and interview the teachers about their making process. So just want to say a huge shout out. We look forward to hearing your stories again this year. One entry that I would want to share that we've gotten from Sister before is we had one about two Latinx students talking about growing up with accents in their neighborhood and any sort of comments they've experienced in their neighborhood they received related to the way they speak. And they were talking about specifically the story of when they were playing soccer. They were up against another team that was majority white students.
When we were playing, the parents got really aggressive and they started calling us like, you shouldn't be here, stop speaking Spanish.
Wait.
Because you know how our names sound like really Hispanic? We were calling each other our names, right? Because that's what we needed to like
cheer each other on.
Play, yeah.
So like to cheer you guys, like, oh, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Like say the name and like, let's go. Yeah.
It was like a very like intimate story that I believe also aired in our Code Switch podcast that talks about race and identity. There's a winning entry we've had in 2021, specifically from Sister Illinois. It was the Teens in Ink podcast, where students talk about their experiences with tattoos.
So I moved out of Chicago when I was 12 years old. Since I still visit my family there often and had a majority of my fond memories there, and I decided to get the word Chicago tattooed on me. And yes, I know that people think it's dumb or whatever, but it's deeper than you think.
I understand if it has a strong meaning to you and you should not care what other people think.
Right, right.
I love hearing about the Cicero stories because one of my coworkers is from Cicero.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Just to say, to give a shout out, it's J. Sterling Morton East High School in Cicero.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, one of the questions I wanted to ask, you know, as someone who first got into news by making my own podcast, it is really overwhelming to do your own. So I was wondering, how do you suggest students get started? How can they ask adults for help?
It's not as complicated as maybe it used to be. It doesn't require a lot of fancy equipment or expensive microphones or whatever. That mostly our premise is that teachers and students can do this with a cell phone and a laptop computer. And then over the years, and Janet can talk about this more, we've compiled a whole lot of materials. How to read to a microphone, how to put sound into your podcast, how writing for radio or for audio is different than writing a term paper or a book report. So we've got a lot of materials there trying to give people a head start. And mostly just to say the most important thing students can do is pick a story that they love or they're passionate about and really go from there. We really try not to emphasize the technical aspects. Really, we want to start with students who have a story to tell.
That's NPR's Steve Drummond and Janet Wujong Lee speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes. The deadline to submit an entry for the Student Podcast Challenge is April 28th. The winning entry will be heard nationwide. You can learn more at npr.org/studentpodcastchallenge2023. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Cameron Cutinello, Alyssa Eaton, Luis Velasquez, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.